Allie figured, this is it. I'll make my stand here. Soon she returned. A soldier stepped through the gate after her. I had my gun on him, and he had his on me. They recognized each other. He was from the 505th. Where the hell am I? Allie demanded. He was told, Sainte-Mère-Église. He joined up with the 505th. At about daybreak, he ran into Paul Rogers and Earl McClung from Easy. They spent the day, and the better part of the week that followed, fighting with the 505th. All across the peninsula, throughout the night and into the day of D-Day, paratroopers were doing the same, fighting skirmishes, joining together in ad hoc units, defending positions, harassing the Germans, trying to link up with their units. This was exactly what they had been told to do. Their training and confidence thus overcame what could have been a disaster and thereby turned the scattered drop from a negative into a plus. The Germans, hearing reports of action here, there, everywhere, grossly overestimated the number of troopers they were dealing with, and therefore reacted in a confused and hesitant manner. Winters had come down on the edge of Mère Sainte-Église. He could see the big fire near the church, hear the church bell calling out the citizens to fight the fire. He could not find his leg bag. The only weapon he had was his bayonet, stuck into his boot. His first thought was to get away from the machine gun and small arms fire in the church square. Just as he started off, a trooper landed close by. Winters helped him out of his chute, got a grenade from him, and said, "Let's go back and find my leg bag." The trooper hesitated. "Follow me," Winters ordered, and started off. A machine gun opened up on them. "To hell with the bag," Winters said. He set out to the north to bypass Sainte-Mère-Église before turning east to the coast. In a few minutes, he saw some figures and used his cricket. He got a reassuring double click-clack from Sergeant Lipton. Lipton had landed in a walled-in area behind the Hotel de Ville, City Hall, in Sainte-Mère-Église, a block from the church. Like Winters, he had lost his weapons when he lost his leg bag. In his musette bag, he had two grenades and a demolitions kit, plus his trench knife. He climbed over a gate and worked his way down the street, away from the church and the fire. At the edge of town, there was a low, heavy concrete signpost with the name of the village on it. Lipton put his face up close to the letters and moved along them, reading them one by one, until he knew that the sign read Sainte-Mère-Église. Paratroopers were coming down around him. Not wanting to get shot by a nervous American, when he saw two coming down close together, he ran right under them. When they hit the ground, before they could even think about shooting, Lipton was already talking to them. They were from the 82nd Airborne, 10 kilometers away from where they were supposed to be.